Hey guys, it's Kathy. So welcome to one of our mini episodes. We are going to be bringing you a daily dose. I want to be here with you every day. I want to be that one person who's always in your life to bring you home to yourself, to give you that little bit of the break in the clouds, to show you, yes, you do belong here. No, you're not broken. And yes, you're needed. And I'm hoping that each day, there'll be something that I have to share with you that will encourage you, that will inspire you, that will make you feel less alone. So here's what was on my heart today. Let's take a listen.
I am here as a sensei to help you change your energy, to help you step into your future, to help you step into your highest self, which is really who you are at all times, to step into the unlimitedness that is really you. When we're born, what are we? Life force, pure magic, energy, unlimited. If God is the sun, we are each a ray of that sun. When you talk to somebody, as I said this to you the other day, who's doing something amazing, they say, I don't know how I wrote that song. I don't know how I painted what I painted. I was in a flow state. That's stepping into the divine. That is stepping into the divine. I want you to get something. Our reality is something we are co-creating with the divine every moment. So I have done a lot of spiritual seeking. I mentioned to you guys, I spent 2.5 years in Jerusalem doing a lot of mystical learning and meditation. I then studied for 2.5 years also at the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center. I've also studied closely Joe Dispenza's work. I just spent a week with him in Marco Island in November, and I've been on a spiritual quest my entire life. You might start to say, I kind of could feel that. Okay, cool. And for some of you, this is going to feel so good. And for some of you, you're going to be like, what is she talking about? I invite you to go with it because you're here. So maybe there's a reason. Let's start with the science, okay? Let's start with UCLA mindful awareness training that is purely scientific based, okay? We know that our minds every day have 70,000 thoughts minimum. Okay. You've noticed that, right? Your mind can start to spin. That's what minds do. They do that. Here's what you might not know. 90% of those 70,000 thoughts are repetitive. They repeat the same thing that you thought the day before. So for anyone who's feeling a little overwhelmed, you're hitting some resistance, you're hitting a dip. There's a good reason for that. How can anyone usher in a new future, step into a vision, when 90% of what you think will be what you thought yesterday? If you really step back, you would realize you're reliving the same day every day, like Bill Murray in Groundhog Day. Great movie, by the way. So let's go a step further. Who's with me so far? Okay. Whatever you think creates a feeling. What you think then means it's what you feel. So now what you feel, this is really interesting. This is science, releases a chemical in your brain. Certain thoughts make us feel good. Certain thoughts make us feel stressed. Certain thoughts make us feel anxious, worried. Who's been there? Who's getting this? Okay. What happens is, from a very scientific level, is that we start to build receptors in our brains and in our bodies on a cellular level for certain habitual feelings and chemicals. So when you go to some seminar or you read some book and you're like, I'm gonna crush it. I'm gonna join the gym. I'm gonna lose the weight. And 2 weeks later, you are so mad at yourself. Stop that. Don't you be doing that. Let's really gain some awareness about what's happening so that we actually can do something about it, okay? You are firing and wiring the same thoughts and feelings into your brain all day, every day, 90% of the day. 95% of our brain's construct is subconscious. You're not even aware of it. And we build identities around these thoughts. So when a thought says, I can't do that, it feels a feeling, and that feeling feels bad. We then get familiar with that. And the body likes certainty. So the body actually has a hard time leaving the familiar for the unknown, even if there is a promised land. How many Jews actually left Egypt, do you know, when Moses was like, let's go. I think it's time to go. You're enslaved. 80% of them stayed there because the Egypt that they knew was so much less scary than what could be on the other side of marching with this man into the desert. We come up against that every single second. Okay. How many times have you met a person who seems to have sort of a moody personality? They're easily angered. They're kind of negative. Let's look at that for a second. What you think creates how you feel. And if what you think and what you feel are a little bit on the negative, that might create a mood. And if you stayed in that mood for a prolonged period of time, that might create a personality. Okay, now go a little further with me. Is it possible then that our personality, what we think and what we feel, which creates our state of being, is it possible that that has any bearing on our personal reality? Tell me in the comments. Is it possible that what we think and what we feel, which creates our state of being, our mood, after a while, that mood over and over again becomes our personality. Is it possible that that helps create our reality? Yes, 100%. So we co-create with the divine. We co-create at every second by what we broadcast into the field. So what I say often, and I want you to try this on, I say to people, stop saying, I'm trying to build a business. I'm trying to start a podcast. And instead say, I'm doing this. I am doing this. It is an energetic. It's about dropping in. Okay. So take a second and think about what thoughts create some yucky feelings for you. What thoughts then, therefore, do you not want to take with you past Inauguration Day? What thoughts do not belong in your future? Write it down. Write down three thoughts that make you feel a little bit lousy, a little bit sad, a little bit of scarcity, a little bit of shame, a little bit of self-doubt, a little bit of unworthiness. Write those three thoughts down so that you can start to be aware when you think and feel it a little bit more, and you can start to fire and wire new thoughts, therefore new feelings, which therefore would create a new mood and perhaps create a new reality. Who is getting it? Awesome.
All right. Well, I hope you guys are going to enjoy these mini episodes. If there's something that you need to hear, if there's a question that you have, if there's a certain particular way that I can support you, please feel free to DM me on Instagram at Kathy.Heller. I'm here for you. I'm here to remind you with complete certainty that it is absolutely possible for you to get paid to do what you love, for you to feel that feeling of purpose and contribution in your life every day, because you were put here, you were assigned to share with the world that which is uniquely yours. And so if there is any way that I can help support you, please let me know. In the meantime, I'll be bringing you these daily doses and hoping that that makes a difference. I love you so much. If this is helpful, please share it on your Instagram. Please text it to somebody. Let's keep spreading the love and helping people to show up more in this life with the magic that they were given.